Easter Eggs of the World. On the morning before Easter, Hannah found Aunt Sophia's travel basket on the kitchen table. It held four unusual eggs, one painted with tiny red and gold lines, one bright red, one wrapped in shiny foil, and one so big, Jack needed both hands to lift it. "Are these for decorating?" Jack asked. Aunt Sophia tied on her yellow scarf and sighed. "I promised the community hall an Easter display tonight, but the wind blew away my label cards. Without them, no one will know which egg tradition belongs to which country." Hannah noticed a folded note tucked under the basket handle. "To learn an egg story, listen with care." Just then, the painted egg gave a tiny warm glow. "Maybe the eggs can help," Hannah said. "If they do," Aunt Sophia said, smiling, "pay attention and be back before dinner." Hannah lifted the painted egg. The kitchen blurred into a whirl of color, and she and Jack landed in a cozy Ukrainian cottage where candles flickered beside bowls of dye. An old woman at the table looked up. "Welcome," she said. "I am Oksana. You have come to see a paisanka." Eggs covered with stars, leaves, and curling lines lay before her. "They look like secret maps," Hannah said. "Each pattern means something," Oksana replied. "Hope, spring, good wishes." Before she could say more, a breeze slipped through the window and scattered three little cards across the floor. "Oh dear," Oksana said. "Now my cards are mixed up too." Hannah picked them up. One showed a sun, one a wheat stalk, and one a heart. She studied the eggs, then matched each card to the right pattern. "The sun goes with the one that looks like morning," she said. "The wheat goes with the field lines, and the heart goes with the flower one." Oksana beamed. "You looked carefully. That is how stories stay alive." She let them draw one wax line each on a fresh egg. When it came out of the dye shining red and gold, Hannah stared. It had looked plain one moment and full of hidden beauty the next. The painted egg in their basket hummed softly. "Ukraine, paisanka, patterns that carry wishes." The red egg warmed in Jack's hand next, and suddenly they were in a sunny Greek courtyard where children were tapping red eggs together while bells rang in the distance. A boy waved. "Come play Tsugrisma. I'm Nikos." "Why are the eggs red?" Jack asked. "Red means life and celebration," Nikos said, "and in our Easter game, if your egg stays uncracked, you keep going." Jack tried it once and cracked his egg on the first tap. "Oops," he muttered. Hannah watched the other children closely. "Wait," she whispered. "They turn the egg first. One end looks stronger." Jack tried again with the pointier end. Tap. His egg stayed whole while the other one cracked. "It worked," he shouted. Nikos laughed. "You learned by watching. That counts." The red egg gave a warm pulse. Grease, red eggs, a careful tapping game. The foil-wrapped egg rustled. This time Hannah chose it first. "If we rush, we'll forget what matters," she told Jack. They landed in an Italian chocolate shop where shining Easter eggs filled the windows. A chocolatier lifted one and cracked it open. Inside was a tiny silver bell. "In Italy," he said, "Easter eggs can hold surprises." "A story inside a shell," Hannah said. He let them pour chocolate into molds. Jack filled his too fast and made it spill. "Slowly," Hannah said, holding the mold steady. "Otherwise the surprise won't fit." Together they tried again. This time Jack poured carefully while Hannah turned the mold. When the shell cooled, they tucked a paper star inside before sealing it shut. "A secret you have to earn," Jack said proudly. The foil wrapper slid neatly back around the egg. "Italy. Chocolate eggs. Sweet shells with surprises inside." Only the biggest egg remained. Hannah and Jack held it together, and a burst of music carried them into a bright square in Argentina. In the middle stood a giant chocolate egg taller than a doorway. Bakers hurried around it, while a band played nearby. One baker called, "We are about to share the giant Easter egg, but our sign blew away, and people can't hear me over the music. Hannah's eyes move to a pile of flat chocolate boxes and a pot of white icing. We can make a new sign, she said. She laid a box across two crates, while Jack squeezed the icing carefully. Together they wrote, Giant Easter Egg, Made to Share. Then Hannah added, Argentina. The baker clapped his floury hands. Perfect. When the giant egg was opened, chocolate was passed from hand to hand all across the square. No one grabbed. Everyone waited. Everyone shared. Jack looked at the sign they had made. This one isn't just about chocolate, he said. It's about everybody getting some. For one dazzling second, the giant egg shimmered in the sun like a mountain made of stars before it broke into many small happy pieces. The last egg glowed warmly. Argentina, giant chocolate egg, made with teamwork, broken to share. Then the music faded, and Hannah and Jack were back in Aunt Sophia's kitchen. Well, she asked. Ukraine has paisanka eggs with patterns that carry wishes, Hannah said. Greece has red eggs and a tapping game, Jack added. Italy has chocolate eggs with surprises inside, Hannah said. And Argentina makes giant chocolate eggs to share with everyone. Jack finished. Aunt Sophia smiled. Those are good facts. But what matters most? Hannah looked at the basket and thought about hidden patterns, careful tapping, secret surprises, and a giant egg shared by a whole crowd. People celebrate Easter in different ways, she said. But each egg carries something meant to be given. Wishes, celebration, surprise, or sharing. That should go on the first label card, Jack said. So they made four neat cards for the display, and one extra for the middle of the table. Easter eggs can tell stories from all around the world. That evening, children leaned close to read the cards at the community hall. And in the middle of the table, Aunt Sophia's basket gave one last tiny shimmer, as if it was pleased its stories had found the right home. The end. As always, visit us at readthetale.com for all your favorite tales and stories.